JSE-listed cement manufacturer PPC released their annual financial results today. In the 12 months ended March 2021, the company reported that group revenue came in at 8.94 billion rand. That was up 3% on the year prior. Earnings before interest, tax, depreciation and amortization rose by 16% to 1.6 billion rand. This on the back of increased cement sales and lower costs. The company's results would have been far better, but for the impact of the Zimbabwean currency translation issues. Headline earnings per share from continuing operations declined to 3 cents from 54 cents in the year prior. Meanwhile, operating profits rose by 75% to just over 1 billion rand. I'm joined on the line by Roland van Veenen. He's the CEO at PPC. Thanks very much, Roland, for joining us. Now, what were the main drivers behind the decline in your headline earnings for the year under review?
The main reasons for the decline in the headline earnings were what I call non-cash items. So those were items that are related to hyperinflation, as well as certain elements coming out of the restructure. If you look at our headline earnings and you translate it not on a per share basis, it's 77 million. If you add back in these non-cash items, it would be 414 million. So on a cash basis, it's actually a much stronger performance than what you've seen last year.
At an operational level, it does look like it was generally a good year in terms of cement sales. Just tell us about that.
It was a very roller coaster year, Nampo. So we started, of course, in the first quarter with the lockdowns. We had 38% less sales than the year before. But then it ramped up very fast, driven by retail, predominantly in South Africa. And to close overall the year, plus 6% in volumes in South Africa, plus 8% in Rwanda, plus 10% in Zimbabwe. Is something that I would have signed for 12 months ago.
And were you able to easily meet that demand?
Yeah, especially in South Africa, where we, of course, have spare capacity. So when you saw the spike coming up that, you know, the market wasn't prepared for, you know, we had the units ready and we even switched on a so-called mothballed kiln for a couple of months in order to supply the market. And that is a sign how PPC is ready for any uptick in the demand across South Africa.
Fundamentally, how has the Zimbabwean market been performing? And just expand on some of the difficulties this market is causing PPC in terms of the Zim dollar's depreciation.
So the market on itself is performing well. It's a 10% volume increase, which shows the activity in the market, both infrastructure as well as normal retail sales. Challenging, of course, is if you have a depreciation of 75% that in your books, it doesn't reflect as strongly. Important for us is that in Zimbabwe, about 55 to 60% of the sales there is actually sales in rands, in pulas, in dollars.
Right.
And that enabled PPC Zimbabwe to declare a dividend, of which $4.4 million flew back into the South African bank accounts as the majority shareholder in that business.
So you indicate that your overall costs were down a bit. Where were you able to achieve efficiencies?
I think efficiencies come from, you know, a restructuring program throughout our South African business that has been going on for a number of years. The South African business has right-sized its footprint for the demand there is. And we have now seen for the first time that that has been completed and the impact that it had, the positive impact that it had on lowering our cost base.
On top of that, I also see that you managed to bring down your debt and financing costs. Is that an ongoing story? Is there a certain debt target that you're aiming for where you'll be more comfortable?
Yeah, we still have to complete the divestment of our non-core assets for which we have binding sales agreements. So the moment we have that done, there will be another $500 million which we will use to reduce our South African debt. At that stage, we come to more comfortable levels, which is well below $1.5 billion.
What's the story been in the South African economy in terms of government's planned infrastructure investment? Are you sensing any green shoots around that?
Definitely. Yeah. You know, if you look at a lot of our customers are clearly signing contracts at the moment, so their order books are filling up, and we see that trickling down. We always expected that the cement demand that was strongly retail-driven over the last 6 to 8 months, that retail part will start to normalize, and we see that happening. And at the same time, we want those government-driven infrastructure projects to start picking up so that overall the balance remains a stable to slightly growing cement demand.
What is the cement operating environment like in terms of competition? Do you have much competition?
Yeah, it's tough. Eh? It's a tough market. so obviously, there is more supply than there is demand, which always creates tough competition. And on top of that, you've got the unfair competition coming out of the imports that are still not being addressed. So overall, it's not an easy market in South Africa.
Yeah. And what have you been doing in terms of, you know, talking to regulators, the government around those imports?
Well, we've been doing what we're very good at, talking. And so far, we continue to talk. We continue to get more and more receptive ears on the other side, people understanding the size of the problem. And we try to work together, you know, working together with Transnet, working together with Eskom, working together so that we have a strong local manufacturing base in South Africa that creates jobs, that contributes to transformation, that pays taxes, rather than somebody who's just dumping in the materials on an opportunistic basis.
And then broadly, what's the outlook for the next financial year?
So we look at it, you know, mildly optimistic. Obviously, the new wave of COVID is raising concerns, not yet so much on the demand side, but more on our own operations, as we have, again, more people falling ill. And we are ready to start vaccination programs together with the government, but that needs to really speed up.
Yes.
That coupled with the infrastructure growth should bode quite well for the next 12 months.
That was Roland van Veenen. He's the CEO at PPC.